Chair, for giving me the floor. And I also like to thank you for the summary. Of the positions of different parties. This is a very important part of our work here in the group. And I would like to start with the following. The group has already prepared a very big set of documents to continue our work. What do I have in mind? It is clear that the political resolution that we have, it is something that all of us have agreed on. We are talking about a unified law, single law that exists in the Eurasian space. Now, the other question is how do we get there? And this is a process that started a very long time ago, 1972 and 1992, our predecessors in this are more than 20 years. So the Russian Federation believes that we have achieved some significant progress in the following. We have reviewed practically all legal systems, not just simply railway law, two very robust systems that exist for a long time, for example, since 1894, if we talk about the Interstate Convention, and the second one, the one that then was transferred into OTIF. We also have the OSJD system, and we have analyzed everything, except one aspect is the carriage of goods. We also have reviewed unified sea law, unified road law, and we know that this is indeed unified law, and we know very well that all of these people have been working for years on this set of our system, legal systems, and we see that this has all led to the SIM. So we have analyzed all of this, and this is a huge amount of work for reaching common understanding. We're talking about sea, road, air. We analyzed all those laws. We have also reviewed the modifications that took place since 2015. We have looked at SIM. We have a document on URL that some provisions, of course, do not make everybody happy. We have talked about that in great detail, and I apologize for the phone ringing here. I'm in my office. So what we need to do now is to find a way out. We have a very good foundation. We have to see and find ways in order to bring positions closer. So what we need to do is to reflect in our report everything what the chairman said. We need to add to that all of the analysis that was carried out over the last 10 years. And of course, we all speak different languages, and I'm talking about the languages that we used. But nevertheless, this is very important. We have to put this down on paper. And at the same time, we need to have consultations between the OSJD, OTIF, and the Inland Transport Committee and the UNECE, because that is the platform for reviewing all of the issues related to unified railway law. And these cross-sectoral consultations related to the creation of unified railway law should lead us to an understanding how to move forward. Of course, we can go through the document article by article, and we can say what we're happy with and what we're not happy with, but I think that could be perhaps not a very efficient use of our time. So first, we have carried out this thorough analysis. Second, we need consultations and the views of the three different organizations. And of course, interested countries should participate in these consultations, and not just the countries that are participating now, but those countries that are involved in the carriage of goods by rail. We all know that most of the goods are being shipped from China into Europe and in the other direction as well. So this is the approach I think we need to take now. Thank you.